But here's where the church needs to take a stand. We need to say to our people and to the rest of the world, we need to stand for absolute obedience to a sovereign God. We have lost in America because of our government, maybe because of a lot of things. But we've lost in America today because of our freedoms and our luxury and our soft life. We have lost the fact of bowing down and giving submission unto an almighty God. I remember in Exodus, a famous question. You'll remember it. Because God had His people incubated 400 years in Egypt, getting them ready to become the people that would bring the Lord Jesus into the world. And when He got ready, He said to Moses, "Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go." And Pharaoh said, "I don't believe I will." And Moses said, "You better," and sent him a 10-lesson correspondence course called the 10 Plagues. And Pharaoh said to Moses, "Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice?" There are Americans aplenty who are asking, "Who is God that I should obey His voice?" Now let me jump ahead and answer that question. Who is God that I should bow before Him? I'm saying we need to take our stand for a commitment to the sovereign leadership of God and give in to His leadership in our lives. Well, God delivered His people across the Red Sea by the mighty leadership of Moses. And the Egyptians decided, Pharaoh included, "I'm not going to let them go." So they plunged into the gaping canyon that the Red Sea had become, and we're going to pursue these Israelites and bring them back into captivity again. And God Almighty brought the walls of water back together, and 600,000 or more Egyptians drowned, including the Pharaoh, and killed everybody. Let's walk among the debris. We walk back there and say, "Man, that's the awfulest slaughter I have ever seen. There are thousands of dead bodies, and that tumultuous water has been kicked out on the land, and there are Egyptian soldiers laying everywhere," and you find yourself walking among the dead corpses. You're looking for something, and you don't exactly know what you're looking for until you come across a guy face down in the sand with a crown on his head and robes on his back, and you have identified the dead Pharaoh who defied the living God, and you put a sandal toe under his body and give him a flip and turn him right side up and look into the face with eyes open and crusted with sand and ask him, what was the question again? "Who is the Lord God that I should obey His voice?"